For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Republican candidate for Governor Ed Gillespie speaks up on the debate in Congress over health care. Virginia's Indian tribes may have hit a new obstacle in their quest for federal recognition. Charlottesville defends its proposed removal of General Lee's statue in court. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, July 13th. Good morning. Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Gillespie is weighing in on the congressional debate over changes to health care. Soraya Wintersmith with our partner station WCVE reports.
After a roundtable on improving Virginia's response to mental health and drug abuse, Ed Gillespie told reporters he's advocating for more opioid response funding to be included in the Senate bill that's up for debate.
The House bill, you know, I have concerns about it.
Gillespie says any ACA reform bill that gets approval from both chambers should not punish states like Virginia that made the fiscally conservative decision not to expand Medicaid.
That brings down out-of-pocket costs for hardworking Virginians who have been hit very hard by the adverse impacts of the Affordable Care Act.
Gillespie says the ideal health care reform bill should lower costs and protect those with pre-existing conditions. Soraya Wintersmith, WMRA News.
Virginia Indian tribes have been seeking federal recognition for decades, and they are closer now than they have ever been. But a new score from the Congressional Budget Office might be a stumbling block for moving forward. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the story.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates that granting federal recognition to six Indian tribes would cost about $67 million over the next 4 years.
That's not a magnitude of a score that will trip the bill up.
That's Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, who introduced a bill to recognize the tribes in the Senate.
This is the closest that we've gotten, but the Senate floor vote is the last thing, and we are strategizing with the committee chair and our ranking about how to get it over the last hurdle.
The $67 million would pay for child welfare services, health benefits, and economic development grants, among other things. Now, the bill has already made it through the House, where Republican Congressman Rob Whitman's bill passed back in May.
There are a number of things that they can access as far as economic development dollars for their tribes, but their footprints are small. The land mass that they have are very small. It's not about trying to get benefits, but it's about saying that they have the same status as other tribes in the United States.
Virginia Indian tribes don't have federal recognition because they signed treaties with the Crown of England before the Revolution. Other Indian tribes signed treaties with the United States government, which did not exist when Virginia Indian tribes entered into their agreements. I'm Michael Pope.
The city of Charlottesville says plans to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee do not violate state law. In a motion filed in court on Monday, the city says that a state law protecting memorials to war veterans became applicable in 1997 and doesn't apply to the Lee statue, which was erected in 1924. A group called the Monument Fund filed a lawsuit in March in an attempt to stop the city from removing the statue. The fund argues that removing the statue would violate state law. A hearing in the case is scheduled for August 30th. The filing comes after a weekend in which thousands descended upon Charlottesville to protest a rally by the Ku Klux Klan, which marched to support the Lee statue. Also, a Virginia lawmaker is proposing legislation that would rename two post offices for fallen military members from his district. The Daily Progress reports that Representative Tom Garrett introduced bills that would name a Palmyra post office in honor of Navy Gunner's mate Dakota Kyle Rigsby, and another that would name the University of Virginia post office after Army Captain Humayun Khan. Rigsby was one of seven sailors who died aboard the USS Fitzgerald on June 17th after it collided with a container ship off the coast of Japan. Khan was killed in 2004 in the line of duty in Iraq. Khan's father, Keyser Khan, became well known for his criticism of Donald Trump during the Democratic National Convention. Garrett's office says in a statement that both families support the bill. Finally, our feature story for today. Last week, Virginia executed William Morva for the murders of a sheriff's deputy and security guard in Blacksburg back in 2006. In the final hours of his life, Morva's lawyers raised concerns over how Virginia gets the drugs it uses in executions and why they may not be working properly. A word in advance, this story contains descriptions of the procedure that may be too intense for some listeners. Here is Virginia Public Radio's Mallory No Pains report.
Oh, Lord, hear my prayer. Last week, outside Greenville Correctional Center, a small group of anti-death penalty activists held vigil as William Morva was executed. The execution went on despite a last-minute appeal from one of Morva's lawyers, Rob Lee. Lee asked the governor for a reprieve to investigate concerns over one of the drugs used during lethal injection.
And we got a response relatively quickly from the governor's counsel thanking us for bringing the matter to his attention and stating that it had been given careful consideration and the governor was going to deny our request for a reprieve.
Lee's concerns came from a news report released the day before. Details about another recent Virginia execution.
Ricky Gray has been sentenced to death.
Horrific and senseless crime devastated the Richmond community.
Ricky Gray will be executed tonight at a prison in Grinsville County.
Ricky Gray was executed this past January. Leading up to the date, Virginia officials faced a problem. They didn't have the drugs to kill him. Pharmaceutical manufacturers opposed to the death penalty had stopped supplying them. So Virginia lawmakers struck a deal. They passed a law allowing the state to buy the drugs from a compounding pharmacy instead, a made-to-order drug from a company less closely regulated by the FDA. The law also allowed the state to buy the drugs in secret, shielding the identity of the pharmacy from the public and the press. In January, Gray was executed using a compounded drug called midazolam. Mark Edgar is a pathologist at Emory University.
I can't say, of course, what he experienced. What I can say is that midazolam is not an anesthetic.
Like Xanax or Valium, midazolam is a sedative used to calm people before surgery, but never as the sole anesthetic. In some executions, though, it's used to put inmates to sleep before a second drug paralyzes them and then a third stops their heart. In Oklahoma and Ohio, inmates have woken up after midazolam is administered. As part of his research, pathologist Mark Edgar reviews autopsies from executions. One of the reports that recently landed on his desk was Ricky Gray's, provided by Gray's family. It showed blood-tinged liquid in his airways.
That's something that you don't typically see in a hospital autopsy. That's more characteristic of, for instance, a sarin gas attack. My concern is that it might be like drowning from within, having your lungs fill with fluid and not being able to do anything about it.
Witnesses to Gray's execution described movement and heavy breathing after the compounded midazolam was administered. Edgar says if the drug didn't render Gray fully unconscious, he would have experienced pain, terror, and panic.
It seems like it's coming close to cruel and unusual punishment. If you knew that they were not in any way aware, I wouldn't be concerned. But I don't think we do know that.
Despite the appeals from William Morva's lawyers, he was executed using the same drug. Witnesses described gulping and chest convulsions. A spokeswoman for Virginia's Department of Corrections say the drugs are tested monthly, and there's no plan to discontinue the use of midazolam. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me, and enjoy your Thursday.